Hey, welcome back. It's the BDG Alui podcast. And yes, this is, as far as I know, the world's only aqualogic-focused podcast. And I wanted to welcome you all back. It's been a long time since we've last spoken. In fact, the last podcast, I believe, was around the time of BEA World, which was around June or July of 2006. Now it's March of 2007. So I figured it's high time we laid down another podcast. So many things have changed and many things have stayed the same. In many ways, the product that we were dealing with in the around the time of BEA World, which is Plumtree version G6, also known as Aqualogic User Interaction, is largely the same product as it was back then. A few new things have happened. Search Server has been separated out into a new product, and several things have been re-released with new branding, new non-Plumtree related branding. And a few other things have happened here and there, but the main thing that we're getting excited about is really it's two things. One is the upcoming release of BEA's three new product initiatives, and those are Runner, Builder, and Graffiti. And also we're getting very excited about a conference that's coming up in early May. That's called BEA Participate, and it is expressly for the BEA customers who have chosen to use Aqualogic User Interaction and Aqualogic BPM. So we hope to see you there. We're definitely going to sponsor the conference, and you should see some details about that coming up on our website pretty soon. So back to what's going on at BDG. It's been pretty exciting. We are continuing to grow and pick up new customers and new employees, and we have business now in the Far East. We have some new customers out west, a new customer in Atlanta. And we are, as I said, continuing to grow, and it's been quite a ride for the past 4 years. We turned four in early January, and now we are focusing, sort of refocusing the company to be less about portals, so to speak, and more about Enterprise 2.0. So in that vein, what I've done is I've decided to make this podcast devoted to really defining what Web 2.0 is and how it relates to the enterprise, and also how that ties back in to the new product initiatives coming out of BEA, Runner, Builder, and Graffiti. I've taken a training seminar that I gave back in October of 2006, and that training seminar, I devoted a large chunk of it to explaining my thoughts on what Web 2.0 is and how it applies to the enterprise, and I took that and I recorded it. So I'm going to now, it's, I don't know, 5 months after the fact, but I'm going to, I still feel that there's quite a bit of relevant content in that training seminar. So I'm going to take the first half hour or so of it and play it out on this podcast. So we'll cut over to that in a few minutes. And then when that's all done, we will wrap up with a trivia question. And hopefully we will see you at BEA Participate. So anyway, on to the training seminar back from October of 2006. I hope you enjoy this special feature of the BDG Alui podcast.
Okay, so Web 2.0. This poll could not be in a worse place. I mean, anywhere in the room, but here would have been perfect. I mean, anywhere. At least it doesn't block anyone's view. Okay, so what's hot on the web today? Who can tell me without looking at the slides?
Blogs.
Blogs. Blogs are hot. What else? Please don't say porn. Mm-hmm. No one. Because I said it. All right, so.
Delicious.
Social bookmark. Hot. Anything else?
Sharing videos.
YouTube, right? $1.76 billion to Google?
$1.65 billion.
I would have paid 1.76 out of my pocket. Yeah.
Wikis.
I won't even comment on that. What else? Wikis are hot. Good. Like Wikipedia. That's really hot right now. What else? Anybody?
Music downloads.
Always been hot, right? That's a good one. Legal or illegal?
Staying connected.
Connectivity.
Yeah,
more. A lot more people are. Oh, that kind of connectivity.
Yeah,
gotcha.
MySpace.
Like creating your own site, like MySpace and Facebook. That's a really good one. That's similar to blogging, but different in that you're sort of structuring your own. You have your own little CMS, and you're creating your own content that you can share with the world. And again, it's not for you. No one cares about making a page for themselves. What's the point, right? No person's ever going to see it. But if I make a page that I can show the whole world, now that's interesting. All right, so that's hot too. So yes, those are all the things. Social bookmarking. I lumped it all into one category, end-user-driven content. MySpace, Facebook, Wikipedia. It's content, and blogs should go there, too. All right, someone remind me at the end to put blogs on that bullet. That's a good one. So it's people generating content and pushing it out to the world. Everyone wants to be their own little author now, right? And who cares if no one's looking at it? Someone may look at it. So that's all that matters. I'm famous, right? Sure. And then there's these things that are really crazy called passion-centric communities, like Dogster. Who's heard of Dogster? Who wants to see my dog's Dogster page? Mm. Nobody, right? Okay, so good. Yeah, exactly. I have a great dog, right? As some of you know, some of you met my dog. She's got her own Dogster page. Dogster is a social networking site for dogs. I kid you not. And here's the best part. It just received $1 million in VC funding. I don't know who. Does anyone know who funded Dogster? I hope it wasn't Sequoia, because they got better things to worry about, I think, than Dogster. But the key thing is, people are putting money and time behind attracting users or behind getting impressions to their site. So Dogster, believe it or not, is a sticky site. I've been there like 10 times over the past month. I've gone there because people have said, oh, I love the story about how you found your dog. You found her in Hawaii, right? You rescued her from Waimea Canyon, Hawaii. Interesting story. So people are like, I love your dog. You give your dog a bone. You can give a dog a bone on Dogster. This is no joke. I'm dead serious. So people have done that, and I go to figure out which dogs have been giving my dog a bone on Dogster. Am I retarded, or am I actually... other people are doing this, too. Dogster.com, right, same for the break. But anyway, if anyone's hobby were dogs, they could call Dogster and see all these great other dogs who have their own social networking sites. And it says at the top, no people, dogs only. That's the best part. All right, so anyway, Dogster's hot. There's also a Catster, for those of you who like cats. I've never been to Catster. There's a site called FanPop, which just came out of Stanford as well. And it's an interesting little mix between Dig and sort of a blog-ish, sort of wiki-ish thing. And that, or even a MySpace, kind of, it's all sort of wrapped into one, where you can create a site of which you're a fan. So, I like swing dancing, right? You guys, Tom likes tennis, right? Miles likes the University of Alabama football team. Who cares about any other sport, right? So, like tennis. I'm sorry. So, if you're a fan of something, you can go create a spot, right? A fan spot on this site. And the spot is like your little way of honoring whatever you like. So you can put in simple content management. You put in a logo for the University of Alabama football team or for Martina Navratilova or maybe a more recent tennis player like, how about, what's the guy I really like? Andy Roddick. There you go. Is Martina still alive? So you can create this spot, right? And then you can bring in links just like Dig or Delicious. You can also add your own little snippet of content, like what you think about the spot. You can personalize it a little bit. So you've created something. I created one for BDG, of course. I created one for Plumtree. There's not one for the Black Crowes. I really like the Black Crowes, those of you who pick music, right? Great guitarist, Mark Ford, right? Awesome, right? Really underrated. So I'm going to create a spot for Mark Ford of the Black Crowes, and when I get around to it. And it's a great thing because it's my little spot. Other people go there. They contribute content to it, too. It's really neat. So this is the way things are going. They're also making a big move toward good design. Now, MySpace being an exception to this. But there's a lot of good design out there in Web 2.0. There's a lot of focus on usability. I think that's an important Web 2.0 concept. So what's happening on the technology side? Everyone's using Ajax, right? You all heard of Ajax? There's also JSON and Comet. Comet's like the next version of Ajax. No pun intended, right? Comet being the kitchen cleaner. There's also Ruby on Rails. It's really hot again. Even though Ruby's 10 years old, Rails, written by David Hanover Hansen, is actually new. It's actually only a couple of years old. And this guy, David, whose name I don't really get right, but he likes to talk a lot too. And he won an award from Google for the 2005 Hacker of the Year. It's the only time they've ever given this award because he wrote Rails. It's that cool. Rails is this way to stand up web applications very, very quickly. And to give a little plug for what we're doing at BDG, and a plug for Andrew, we actually wrote an IDK, which is formerly known as the EDK, for Ruby on Rails.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? That's a good question. An EDK is called an Enterprise Development Kit. An IDK, an Interaction Development Kit. That's the name. What it actually means is it lets you bridge Plumtree with your remote application. It's the bridge. So if you write an application in Rails and you want to put it in Plumtree, you kind of need this IDK in the middle to bridge the application over. Yes, it does. So it lets you pass information from the portal to the portlet or widget or gadget and back from the widget, gadget, portlet back to the portal. It's that bridge, okay? And if you're sticking around for Thursday and Friday, who is, by the way? I know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tom, yes, right? So there's 6 people at least, and then there's a couple more people coming in. We'll actually take the IDK in whatever language you like. There's 4 out there right now. There's Java, .NET, PHP, and Ruby. The latter two, PHP and Ruby, were actually written by us. The other two are written by Plumtree or BEA. And we'll take your choice. You can pick whichever one you want and write portlets in that language. So if anyone really wants a challenge, and I'm hoping you do this, you can write your portlets in Ruby. For you, Jim, I'm thinking .NET, or maybe if you want to try Ruby, you could, but I'm thinking .NET probably best for you. So you can pick your language and write your portlets. That's what the last 2 days of this course are about. Okay, so what's happening in Enterprise 2.0? What's happening with Plumtree and BEA now that all this Web 2.0 stuff is coming out? What are they trying to do? They're trying to add the enterprise characteristics to these Web 2.0 ideas, right? So they're adding in security, scalability, performance, and acceptance. Acceptance is important because the Dogster people want you to use Dogster, right? But in an enterprise, it's more like the people who stand up your portal, they really want you to use that portal. But there's a lot of other things in the enterprise that depend on this, right? Similar to the consumer world, I guess, but if you stand up a portal and no one uses it, you're going to lose your funding. I guess the same is true for Dogster, but you got to get your portal up in the enterprise, and you got to get people using it. And the key thing that's really going to bring people into the portal are the same psychological factors that are bringing people to sites like Dogster and Fanpop and Delicious and Dig and yada, yada, yada. Right? It's the same psychological factors. So for those of you who want to take something back from this course to your organizations, let's say the Nortel client you said is the NRC, National Regulatory Commission, take back to them an idea of how they can bring Web 2.0 concepts into the enterprise to get people involved in the portal. That's the key thing. Because if you stand up a website, and this happens all the time, mm-hmm. or a portal, and you put it in front of these people, they don't want it. They hate change. They don't want to use it. They're like, get this off. I like the old way. I like sending emails better than using Collaboration Server. Well, if you get them involved, so they actually are doing stuff, they're contributing content themselves, that's the key, I think, to making a successful portal deployment. So for those of you who say, well, you know, we stood it up but no one's using it, or we're unhappy with it, think about how you can get people more involved in it. Think about how you can get a passion-centric community established inside your portal. Okay? So what are they doing for Web 2.0? What's coming out in, this is going to be mid-2007, I think they're saying. They're bringing out 3 new product initiatives. One is called Graffiti. Okay, Graffiti is social bookmarking plus the knowledge directory. So it's Delicious meets the knowledge directory. It's going to allow people to decide where the documents go. Real people, real users, not administrators. Right now, it's administrators decide where the content goes, right? They're also bringing out Builder or /Holland. Of course, it has 2 names. It'll get a 3rd name when it actually comes out, by the way. Right now, these are the code names. But when it comes out, it'll be called, like, who knows what, Aqualogic User Interaction UI. Anyway, it'll be called something. So for now, they're calling it this thing called Builder Holland, which actually allows you to create these passion-centric communities in the portal. So you can go in and build out a page devoted to whatever you want in the enterprise. For you guys, we picked hobbies, right? But for the enterprise, it might be something like HR, right? Or, you know, I want a community about the employee handbook. I just read a great employee handbook from a company that Guy Kawasaki started. The employee handbook read like, almost like, I'm thinking of The Daily Show. It was great. I mean, it was just like, it was really funny. And I think the idea behind this is to let people contribute. Now, obviously, there's some boundaries you have to set up. Because if I set a policy saying everybody gets 15 PTO days, right? And someone comes in and says, well, I get 50. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work. So there's boundaries you have to put around these things. And Plumtree, since they're Enterprise 2.0 and not Web 2.0, they're going to put these boundaries in. They're going to put the security in so that you can do this, but you can still let people contribute to this. Because things like company culture are not cut and dry. There's not 15 units of company culture, right? You can let people contribute to that. What do you think the company is really about? What's the culture of the NRC? I'd like to regulate things, so we have a regulated culture. I don't know. I mean, you can. Every place has a culture. BDG has a culture. Plumtree had a culture before they became acquired by BEA. I'll strike that from the recording. Anyway, there's all kinds of. Every company has a culture, no matter how big or small you are. How do you define that? Right? Not one person can't sit down and define that company culture. It's got to be a group activity. So that's where these Web 2.0 and Enterprise 2.0 things come in. That's where Builder and Holland come in. And lastly, there's Runner, which no one understands. But basically, it's like an enhanced way to integrate applications very quickly into the portal without writing code, but to take your CRM or your ERP tool, plug it into the portal, and just make it run. Now, that's going to involve provisioning of security and services from the portal back to the application, and it's going to be really interesting and very complex, and no one understands it yet, so I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. But it's there, coming out in mid-2007. Okay, so thankfully that's the end of my portal overview spiel. Are there any questions about what we've talked about? Enterprise 2.0? Anything about Web 1.0? The current portal feature set? Did anyone go to BEA World besides one, two, three of us? No? You did? No, okay. I talked a lot about Enterprise 2.0 at BEA World. So a lot of what I just told you came from BEA World, came from a few demos I saw, came from listening to the roadmap. One of the things I said, right, goal number two of the course was to teach you guys how to fish. There's a lot of great resources out there. There's a lot of great webcasts coming out of BEA. You can listen to these webcasts where they talk about new features. Sometimes they talk a lot and don't make any sense, but they have good webcasts coming out of there. They have a lot of good online documentation. I'll point you to all that stuff toward the end of the course as we get going, because again, there's so much going on at BEA. There's so many products, and I'm only talking about the Aqualogic suite, right? The Plumtree, Fuego stuff. I'm not even talking about all the other products that BEA has: WebLogic Server, WebLogic Portal, and like 100 other things. Okay, so there's tons of online documentation you can read. And what I really want you to get out of this course is the fact that you can go dig for this stuff and you can find the information you need if you look for it. Because I just told you basically everything I know about portals. And that's it. There's nothing else to say. The rest of it we're going to have to dig for. That's not entirely true. Okay. So any questions?
So there you have it. There's the Web 2.0, Enterprise 2.0 little talk I gave at the last Plumtree training course that BEG gave. And just so you know, we're having another Plumtree training course coming up actually the week of April 9th, 2007. So that's coming up in just about a month. And hopefully you can check us out on the web and sign up for that. If you want to sign up, you can send an email to training@thebdgway.com. Anyway, let's back up a little bit to the trivia question from, goodness, September. Anyway, that trivia question was, I had to go back at the and listen to the podcast so I could figure out what it was, actually. The question was, who was the VP of engineering at Plumtree who followed John Hogan? And the answer to the question is Eric Zocker. And I asked another question, which is whether he was there or not now, and the answer is he is not. And I actually don't know these days who's running engineering for BEA, for the BID products. I do know who's running product management. I don't know who's running engineering. Long and short of it is, it doesn't matter. They're still producing incredible products, and I'm really enjoying using them and very much looking forward to the 2007 releases of Runner, Builder, and Graffiti, which should be coming out actually in just a few months. Mid-2007, they never want to name an actual month, but I'm guessing June, July, we should start to see this stuff. We should see some pretty well-baked demos at BEA Participate in May as well. So I hope you enjoyed that little vignette, no pun intended, about Plumtree and Enterprise 2.0. And let me ask a trivia question for this podcast. And this is going to be, I don't know, an interesting question. It's sort of easy and hard at the same time. The question is, there's a theme song associated with this podcast. And you hear it at the beginning of the podcast, and you hear it at the end of the podcast. And in fact, it's the beginning and the end of the song. I'll be satisfied if you can name the band for who plays that song. The band is kind of obscure, but when you figure it out, if you figure it out, or if I have to tell you the answer, when you hear the answer, you're going to kick yourself because it's so darn obvious. And then if you want, and you can name the actual song, that's worth bonus points. So anyway, trivia question. Who is the band that plays the song at the beginning and the end of this podcast, every podcast we've given so far? And if you want, for some extra credit, what's the name of that song? All right, so I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I certainly enjoyed giving that talk. I remember that darn pole that was in the middle of the room, right at the, not even in the middle of the room, but in the middle of the stage. I kept like turning around and running into the pole. Every time I moved, I seemed to be hitting this up against this this ginormous pole in the middle of the front area of the classroom. Anyway, our future trainings will be in a much better facility. We actually booked a great facility for our next training. So hopefully we'll see you there. And in the meantime, enjoy Plumtree.